With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump expanding his threat against Iran, including all power plants and bridges in his Tuesday ultimatum. Now, this comes after Tehran rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal. Ukraine says a Russian drone attack on Odessa has killed two women and a baby. The attack heavily damaged an apartment block, at least 11 people wounded in that attack, all of them civilians. On the Artemis II lunar mission, Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen notes the occasion as the crew of the Integrity grabbed the record for distance from Earth for a manned spaceflight set originally by Apollo 13 in April of 1970.
From the cabin of Integrity here, as we surpass the furthest distance humans have ever traveled from planet Earth, we do so in honoring the extraordinary efforts and feats of our predecessors in human space exploration.
And the crew says the view they have seen from a number of photos taken is just outstanding. A top federal official says interest rates could soon be heading higher. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a look at that latest possibility from the feds.
Beth Hammack is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and prefers to keep the benchmark rate unchanged for quite some time. But she says an interest rate increase could be appropriate if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target. Other Fed officials have recently opened the door to possible rate hikes. President Trump has spent his entire second term harshly criticizing the Fed for not cutting rates further. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Well, the Pew Research Center profiling religious radio in the United States. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. Barna Group reports nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor, and some 40% practicing Christians say AI has helped them in their Bible study. This is SRN News. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports on yet another major shift for a member of the legacy media.
The Associated Press says it will offer buyouts to an unspecified number of its U.S.-based journalists as part of an acceleration away from the focus on newspapers and their print journalism that sustained the company for more than 1.5 centuries. The news organization is becoming more focused on visual journalism and developing new revenue sources, especially through companies investing in artificial intelligence. That's to help the company cope with the loss of many print journalism outlets. Bob Agnew reporting.
Who would have thought this could happen? The ranks of tailors, dressmakers, and custom sewers shrinking, even as their skills are finding new demands. Fashion industry experts say young shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses to give the off-the-rack purchases a custom fit to revive secondhand goods. More details at srnnews.com.